Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to get started. But before we do, I want to make sure you know about something incredible about to happen, which is Sales Girl Summit. This is our very first conference. It's happening on June 12th through the 14th. Now, we've done plenty of in-person like trainings and workshops and kind of larger scale events, but this right here, my loves, this is our conference. And I'm so excited to announce some next level speakers. We're going to announce that in just a couple of weeks. But, you know, being a sales girl, it has nothing to do with the item that you sell, the service that you sell, the product that you sell, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with being the girl that people want to buy from, that people want to say yes to before they even know the offer. It's about being the girl that is completely like world-class and has complete ownership over her industry because of how much command she has over her message. I'll tell you what, I'm starting to believe it's not even the person who is really the best at what they do, but it's the person that's best at communicating at what they do who ends up winning and who ends up being known as the girl to go to for blank, fill in the blank for whatever you do. And, you know, our mission is to really create world-class sales girls that can walk into a room and have insane command over their message, over their beliefs, and just be so irresistibly charismatic that people are just so drawn to them. And if that sounds like something you desire to become, the Sales Girl Summit is for you. So June 12th through the 14th at the Faith Center. I've got a sneaky little hunch that once we announce our speakers, the event is going to sell much quicker than what most people are probably anticipating. So I cannot recommend enough for you to grab your tickets. I've heard a few people saying that they're going to get their Airbnbs with all their sales girlfriends. And I think that is so incredibly fun, but they don't have their tickets yet. So I cannot recommend, like I said, enough to grab your seat. Hopefully there's some platinum seats left. There will probably be some VIP and then definitely general admission. So we'll link it all in the show notes below. And I cannot wait to see you there. We're going to have so much fun and do our sales girl thing. We have so many surprises for you. All right, let's go. I'll see you there in June. Enjoy the show. Do you desire for prospecting to be so easy, so fun, so leveraged that you get to a point where you're turning people away? And not only are prospects finding you versus you finding them, but they're finding you and they're actually reaching out to you to work with you because they want to. You know, I think a lot of people, they get found in one way or another, but that doesn't always mean that people want to actually work with them. So this is what I want to talk about today, is really how to think about prospecting in a new way, in a new light, and really leverage every opportunity and connection that you can. So I love talking about being ready every day, getting ready every day. Every time I do a reel on getting ready every day, it is always my most loved content and my most hated content. It's very polarizing. But it's really a state of mind, like being ready for any next conversation that could change the game for you will 100% work in your favor. Like, no one ever regrets just getting ready and mentally being ready to have a conversation with somebody. And the thing is when it comes to opportunity and meeting the right people, well, not even meeting the right people, when it comes to getting an opportunity, what I have found is that it has almost always come on the other side of connecting with a critical person. And we're going to talk about like who those critical people are in this episode. I've also found that you just don't know who the critical people are necessarily. And so you just need to treat everybody like they are a critical person. Like, seriously, everyone that you everyone you have an encounter with, everyone that you communicate with, whether it is the person serving you at McDonald's to the CEO of Coca-Cola, I don't know, treat them like they are your next critical person for another breakthrough that's about to happen. And the reason this is so important is because you want to be in this flow of being able to build trust by association. So trust is critical for sales. Like we always talk about, selling is a process over the bridge of belief of trust. So how can you speed up trust? Because oftentimes like trust takes time. You know, you have to have lots of interactions and lots of experiences together to be able to build trust. I just traveled with a group of people and I was kind of joking with them about how when you travel with a group of people or with a person you've never met before, the speed in which you bond is just insane because you just spend so much time together and experience so much together in a condensed period of time. And so when you are building connections, you're trying to like build that level of trust where you bond and you know each other inside and out, and you can know that they are going to follow through on their commitments. They have integrity, all of this good stuff. And so you can do that through all these like little micro interactions. For sure, it might just take time, but you can also really speed it up through association. And trust by association operates on this principle of transitivity. And transitivity, I have the definition right here, is where trust in one entity extends to another entity through their relationship. So for example, if person A trusts person B and person B trusts person C, then person A may also trust person C based on their association with person B. So I want you to picture high school Macy walking inside from school, and my mom and dad are standing there, and I kind of approach them and say, hey, I really want to go to this party. It's at a bonfire at someone's like house, and it's on Friday night. Can I go? Their next question almost always was, oh, cool. Who's going to be there? And I would name some people and I would also not name some people, if you know what I'm saying. It's like I knew that they knew things about the people I didn't want to name, but even the people that I did name were associated with the people that I did not name. And so therefore, they would say something like, hey, Macy, listen, we completely trust you. Like we know that you're a good girl. You're going to make amazing decisions. The problem is we don't trust them. And just because you go to this party and you don't do anything quote unquote bad, it doesn't mean that you're not going to end up in a bad situation. And if you were to end up in a bad situation, people will simply assume that you're quote guilty by association and it's simply not worth it. So trust by association is the opposite of guilty by association, right? So this is just a principle that whether it's right or wrong or good or bad, it is literally human nature, and sales girls work with human nature. Your association with people is like your public business card. It's how people can categorize you in their minds. And the reason people categorize people is because it helps them know where they belong. It helps them know how they can stay safe, and it helps them know who to stay away from. The absolute best part of this is that you can play this card to your advantage. Trust by association can really help shortcut the decision-making process for someone, especially when information is limited or there's any kind of uncertainty, which, hello, cold outreach, the most limited information and the most uncertainty. Like anytime I get a cold message, I'm like, instantly, I don't know this person and therefore I don't trust them. But if you can like be associated with certain people and certain groups and certain brands, you can really fast track a decision by fast tracking the trust. So when you lean on people and lean on the reputation, when you lean on the reputation of the right people, others feel more confident in working with you. Now, all I see here, okay, is a leveraged prospecting opportunity that I, my friend, will ride the wave of until the day that I die. Okay, I just will. Now, there are many kind of plays you can run here with association, but today I'm just going to talk about three. Now, I will say, I don't think I ever would have thought of this as a play to run, this association game play to run. It's not until recently that I started getting into rooms with people, starting to like pay, okay, not like pay, like actually pay some big monies to get in the room with people who also pay big monies, that I have been absolutely flabbergasted by the quality of connections and the quality of opportunities that have come from that. I've never been a mastermind girly. I'm going to be honest. Like this past October was the first one that we joined. And it's interesting because I actually initially joined for the coaching, not necessarily the mastermind group. I really have no reason for why I have not been a mastermind person, other than I just haven't. And the engagement in the room has, it's just blown my ever living mind. And now I see this association situation as a play, and, I'm here to tell you about it because I want you to experience it as well. Okay. So first let's talk about association with people of high influence. So I think what I, you know, maybe this is kind of why, masterminds and stuff I didn't really think of. I think I subconsciously kind of just always associated with people that were the most like me. Like they started in business around the same time I did. They were at the same level around-ish that I was. And they were kind of in the same business that I was, like this online course situation. And so that's kind of how I like associated myself. And so therefore I felt comfortable with that group. But what I have found is that these high level people that you really desire to be like, they're actually so much closer in reach than you even realize. People who feel like wildly outside of your league, who seem 10 levels above you, those like authority figure people, they are so much more in reach than you realize. They're really just in these rooms that you pay to be a part of. And it has been so amazing to see how, how I see myself, how I see like the business now is quantum leaped to where it was back in October. We've been reading the book. We haven't been reading it. We've read it multiple times. It's a small little like 35 page book called You Squared. And it talks about the quantum leap and how it's just right in front of you. There's just like a couple steps you need to take in order to experience that quantum leap. That's exactly how I feel about being in the room with people in the right room with the right people. It is like insane how quantum leaps can happen right before your eyes with just one connection. And I want to tell you a quick story of this kind of happening to my husband as well. That's not in a mastermind group. He's in insurance, so it's slightly different. He's in insurance sales and he's in a very specific niche. And one thing I notice is he is super diligent about not just getting in the right rooms, but being associated with the right people while he is in the right rooms. Okay. Now, this is a good example of how you don't know who the critical people are until you just experience it. He was asked one time to speak at a church, just like this really small church, about life insurance, which is 100% not what he does. He does not speak, if you know what I'm saying. But he said yes. He kind of treated this person like that in a way that he would treat, you know, a super just high level person. And gosh, it's just so crazy to think about this time because, I mean, if you were to hear the opportunity and like look at it laid out as fact of how many people were going to be there, the kind of room he was about to be in and just who was asking, you would have probably have said no if you were him, honestly. But he said yes, and he went and he gave it his all, his little speaking all. And someone who happened to be in that room had a brother that was very well known in the niche that he was in. And so his brother introduced him to this guy. We're going to call him John, okay? To this guy, John, who is like the monster of the industry. And I mean, Austin had no idea that there was going to be a connection like that in there. And it ended up working out to where John is Austin's, you know, by far his biggest client, and he has an amazing relationship with him. But what's been even more wild is when other people in that niche, in that industry, find out that my husband is John's guy, they instantly trust Austin. I've seen it with my own two eyes. I've heard it with my own two ears. I've been in the truck with him while he's having a phone conversation and he lets someone know, like, this is what I typically do for companies like John's company. And I hear the walls get let down in their voice. I hear the enthusiasm pick up. I hear them like instantly want to move forward simply from this association. And so now Austin is really diligent about being where John is. And it is such a smart play. He'll fly to California for a quick lunch, or he'll go to a whole convention with John being there, because he knows that it just speeds up everything so much faster. Austin knows the power of association. He knows the power of authority figures, and he knows that people tend to trust individuals that are associated with authority figures or experts. And so that's a perfect demonstration of really treating everybody like they're a critical person, and also leveraging not only the right rooms, but being associated with the right people in the right rooms. Okay. The next kind of group of people you can associate with and really be aware of as you're trying to leverage your prospecting game is associating with people of high proximity. So proximity means like nearness or closeness in terms of physical distance or relationship or similarity. Okay, so think physical proximity, relational proximity, social proximity. So whoever your ideal prospects is, I want you to think about their team. Think about their assistant. Think about their family, their friend. Whoever you are around that is associated with that person, make them feel like they are the most important person in the room, because they are. Use their name. Know their name. Know what kind of work they do. Know their story. Know like what they love about what they do. Know what they think about their prospect. Know who their kids are, what they enjoy. And this really requires you to like genuinely care about them. Okay. This is why it's so important for sales girls to have these human skills, not just these like, oh, I'm going to sell my product, but we just always are selling to people, selling ourselves to people, because you just never know what this person who's very highly close to your ideal prospect, you just never know what they're going to say about you. Now, one of the best things you can do is to give them compliments that are genuine, not fluffy, not, you know, flattery, but genuine and about like their character. So let's say you talk to Bill, you say, Bill, it's so good to see you. You know, this is Bill. Bill is the friend of your ideal prospect. Hypothetically, I don't know, he works with him. Just dream with me for a second. You see Bill, you say, hey, it's so good to see you. How was your weekend? Bill said, oh, it was really good. I took my kids fishing for the first time. You might say something like, Bill, what? That's amazing. You are such an awesome dad. And I know they're going to remember that forever. Period. Just that one little seed that you plant in Bill and help him frame his focus on how he is such a good dad. And he'll remember that you see that in him. These people quite literally hold the keys to the kingdom, your kingdom. They might bring up your name to your ideal prospect. They might tell a story about you. They might even compliment you in front of them when you aren't there. Can we guarantee that's going to happen? Absolutely not. Can we play our cards so that it would potentially happen? 100%. I saw this TikTok. I cannot for the life of me remember who it was, but he had insane, amazing success. And they asked him what he specifically he did. I'm trying to remember the industry to save my life. I will probably remember it going to sleep tonight. But he was like, I timed my New York trips around the assistance of the people I was trying to get to. I brought them lunch. I brought them coffee. I visited them. I built relationships with them. I'm like, yeah, that's the move right there. Hello, let's leverage the people that we can. Okay. And then number three is all about associations with people through partnerships. So we did number one was association with people of high influence. Number two was association with people of high proximity. And number three is association with people through partnerships. So I was just on a private jet with Myron Golden. No, I'm not going to stop talking about this because it changed my brain chemistry forever and ever. Amen. But we were talking about brand, and I'm going to be honest, like the way I used to see people talk about brand, I feel like they talked about it genuinely like their brand colors and their logo and their photo shoot that they were going to have. And it would just baffle me because that's what they were focused on instead of selling. And so of course the sales girl that I was, I'm like, stop thinking about brand, start selling. Like, selling your offer builds your brand. That is the thing that builds your brand, because then you get to work with people, you get to deliver, you get to help, like, let them talk about you and be that amazing, invisible hand. But Myron has really helped me see brand differently. And I was talking to him about brand, on the way to Boise, and I was asking him if he thought brand was a long game play. And he said, well, you know, just like anything in life, you can speed up a process with the right ingredients. And I asked him what those ingredients were, and he went off on a Myron riff, which is the best ever. I live for those rants. But he just kind of went off about strategically partnering with people or brands to leverage each other's reputation and credibility. And, you know, you can do this through podcasts, but even better, you can, like, create offers with people and sell them together. I learned from Jason Fladlin in his book, One to Many. It talks all about webinars, how to get a photo with the right people and using them, like, on your webinars or your sales presentations, and even just posting them on social media. He said instantly increases your reputation. And so I remember when I first met Myron in October, I had just read this book from Jason Fladlin, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get a picture with Myron, but it's not going to look like it was like a staged photo. It's going to be like a selfie, because I wanted it to feel like Myron and I were, like, hanging out. That's what Jason said. He said, you know, if you can portray that you're hanging out with somebody of high credibility and high influence, that increases your authority and it feels more of like a partnership versus like a meet and greet situation. And it's so funny now because I have all these pictures with Myron now, and it's just so fun to use those. But this is a really important play. I used to think that pictures and, you know, meet and greets, I'm like, I don't want to do that. And now I'm like, I 100% am going to get the pictures that I want to get to demonstrate my alignment with certain brands. Now, even better, you could do something called a joint venture. This is something that I also just have never, I've heard of them, I've seen people do them, and I just never was like, oh, I want to do those. Now I'm like, where have I been? This is where it's at. A joint venture is where two or more parties come together to collaborate on a really specific project while also retaining their separate identities and ownership and stakes. So we may or may not be cooking up some JVs up in here. So stay tuned. I'm so excited to share with you as we progress in those. But partnerships through a joint venture, they not only accelerate your brand, but they accelerate your lead generation, because you kind of exchange lists. You kind of market to each other's lists. So you basically have a leveraged way to prospect. And I know I'm talking about, like, a little bit online marketing language, but you can 100% do different versions of joint ventures. I mean, I looked up joint ventures on ChatGPT and it answered it like it was just what everybody does, no matter what industry you're in. So these are all principles that you can use in any industry, which is amazing. Overall, being conscious and careful about building trust by association is one of the best ways to leverage your prospecting game, speed up the trust process, and have people desiring to work with you once they find you. This is reputation transfer all day, every day, and it will happen in such a beautiful, unparalleled way that I cannot recommend enough that you pursue and keep top of mind. So instead of thinking about the individual person that you want to work with, think about the sphere of influence that individual person is listening to, and that's just going to leverage your sales game big time. I hope that this was helpful, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, and make sure you get your tickets to Sales Girl Summit. Hello, about being in the room. Holy cow, the way I will sell that vision for you of being in the right room and connecting with the right people and how life-changing it can be all day, every day, based on my experience. And I cannot wait to host an environment for you to be able to do that. All right. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll see you in the next one, and have an amazing sales girl day. I will see you at the top, baby. Let's go.